welcome to A Year on the Farm. I am your host, Kimberly Allen. Join me as I share my small farm journey on Vancouver Island and connect with other female farmers about how to grow beautiful food, manage a farm, and feed our communities. Hello, and welcome to A Year on the Farm. Today's episode is an interview with Twyla Skinner, who is the general manager for the Comox Valley Farmers Market. Twyla oversees the operation of a large market that runs year-round in Courtney on Vancouver Island, BC. The Comox Valley Farmers Market also runs two seasonal markets in downtown Courtney and the village of Cumberland. Twyla shares her knowledge with us about how to succeed as a vendor at a market. She has coordinated over 100 vendors and manages staff, and she has some great insight for us. Whether you are a seasoned market vendor or new to the scene, this interview will give you some inspiration for a great market season. Hello, Twyla.
Hello.
Welcome, and thank you so much for your time today. I would like to start with a land acknowledgement that Twyla and I are both living and working on the unceded territory of the Comox First Nation. So Twyla, thank you so much for your time today, and I felt like I should start with a full disclosure that I am currently a board member of the Comox Valley Farmers Market, where Twyla is the general manager. But actually, I've known Twyla since I first started vending at the market, which would be about 4 years ago. And Twyla has such a tremendous experience as the general manager of the market and what it looks like to participate in a farmer's market. And so I thought that you would just have so much to share with our listeners. So you being the first point of contact for new vendors, what are some considerations for farmers who are looking at becoming a farmer's market vendor?
One of the first things that you want to make sure you have is a requirement of our farmers market and probably many out there is to have a food safe or a market safe or an equivalent to that. It's important to make sure that even though you're not baking anything or processing anything, that you have the basic knowledge of how to transport and store food correctly and safely so that by the time it gets to the customers, it is a safe product for everybody.
Yeah, that's definitely an important one and something that's very easy to acquire. Most programs are available online too. So I know that that's how I do mine. What are some other considerations that you think a farmer, maybe even somebody new to farming, would want to have in place?
You would want to make sure that you know the type of product that you have and kind of what type of customer you're looking for and how you kind of want to be able to present yourself to the public. And it's not something that necessarily you have to do right away, but it's something to consider in how you present yourself to the public, because that ultimately affects how your product is going to be distinguished from other products of similar type. So you want to make sure that you're able to find a way to have that information available or working in progress for that. One of the biggest things that I find for customers is they want to build a connection with you as a farmer. So you need to be able to find that piece of connection, whether it's your story and why you became a farmer or how you became a farmer or the name that you chose for your farm or the products that you're growing and why you're passionate about it. Creating that connection is the biggest start to being able to sell at the farmer's market, because that is, although farmers markets are there for food, it's a grocery store. One of the number one reasons why people come to the farmers market is connection. And so being able to create that connection piece is very important.
That's like tremendous advice. And somebody could literally just go through and list the things that you just said and have an answer for all of those questions. And those are talking points with customers who are seeing you for the first time. So those are some amazing suggestions. Thank you. And What are some things that you think a farmer could do to set themselves apart?
I would say display. Now, it doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to spend a lot of money on it. But one of the things you need to do to attract customers is have the display. You need to be able to have, and it doesn't matter if you have only a few products, it's how you display those products that will draw the customers in. So your display with lots of visual cues, with signs that are very clear so people know what the price is. They understand if it's a per single item or if it's per a bundle or if it's for a certain number of that product. But having clear signage is important. Having a display that looks nice, that's not sloppy, that looks neat and tidy, will draw people into your booth and start that initial conversation. Sometimes customers, when they come to the farmer's market, maybe if it's their first time or they're not familiar with this or this is not their scene, maybe a little bit apprehensive to go into a tent and say, can you tell me what the price of your product is? But from afar, if they can see some information, that might help draw them in there. So having a display and signage is very important.
Definitely. And people don't need to have branding or anything like that. I mean, I think some of my favorite vendors over the years have been the ones that have kept it simple but beautiful and made it look appealing. But you're right. For me, it's such a pet peeve if a vendor doesn't have prices displayed. And I think it probably doesn't work in their favor when I've been to markets. I don't think that happens at our market, but I know that I've encountered that at other markets, and it's a little off-putting for me for the prices not to be displayed. And it's a very simple thing, but you're right, it draws the customer in. And I mean, I'm a big one when it comes to merchandising and display. That's something that I've always cared a lot about because I enjoy doing it. But that might not be a skill set for a new farm. And do you have any suggestions on perhaps like inspiration or resources where they could find ideas for displays?
We have a lot of fact sheets and vendor tips and stuff that we have for our vendors, and probably that you could just Google online on different ways to keep your display nice and fresh without spending a lot of money. So it's, you know, mixing things up with colors, adding tonal contrast. And a lot of these don't have to cost money. You know, for simple signage for your display, you can just get a piece of plywood and put some chalkboard paint on it and use colorful chalk. It doesn't have to be very expensive or time consuming. The main thing is to make it clear and to have it so that people can understand and see. You want to choose things like a textural fabrics carefully so that they're not competing with the product that you have. So there's different things like that you want to do. You want to make sure that you keep your background colors so they're not distracting everything else. You want to keep them down to a minimal amount. And again, you can do all of this without having a specific brand. But if you do have a specific brand, make sure that you keep that theme going through your market. It doesn't have to be a big expensive logo, but if you have a certain color theme that goes along with your farm or represents what you're doing, then make sure you keep that throughout your booth. So that way then a customer can recognize you from far away. If you move to a different spot or a different location, as sometimes we do at the farmers market, we're put in different locations or different seasons in different markets, then customers can recognize you. So you have something, if you have your chalkboard signs the same way with a certain flower, a certain design you put up in the corner, and it's recognizable for your product, that is also key as well.
That's such a great point to be recognizable, because it's true at some of the larger markets, customers can be walking around and looking for a particular vendor, and it might be hard to actually see them when it's tent after tent and there isn't necessarily like something recognizable in terms of a banner or a chalkboard that they've come to know is associated with that farm. So that's an awesome point, especially if somebody is going to be vending at a busier market or at smaller seasonal markets so that they stand out if they're in a new location. So obviously, you know, we have people come, they have beautiful product, they've put all this work into their display, but something I really pay attention to is customer service. And I have a story of when I was at a market, not here, somewhere else, we were visiting a town, and I was with my children, and they were little at the time, and my daughter saw a purple cauliflower, and it's her favorite color, and she went to the purple cauliflower and picked it up and was just, you know, so amazed by it, and she just fell in love with it, and the vendor took it out of her hands and handed it to a customer and sold it. It was the last one. And
oh, no.
it was so shocking because it was so rude. And I think so that was obviously an extreme situation, but it really did make me think about how important customer service is. And that's, to me, you talk about that connection and building the relationship, and it starts with that first time the customer walks up to your stall. And so what are some tips that you would give people who maybe don't even have a customer service background, but now that here they are, they're a retailer in a market and they're dealing directly with customers. What are your tips for great customer service?
Biggest thing is to make a connection when they arrive, maybe not in your booth, but close by. They're looking at your booth, is to make eye contact with them, to smile at them or to greet them, say, hey, how's it going? Or welcome to my booth. This is what I'm selling. If you have any questions, let me know. If they ask any questions, be polite and thank them. Acknowledge customers who are waiting to be served. So if you have a big long lineup, make sure you acknowledge the people that are waiting to talk to you or to ask you questions. And make sure that you are engaged in what you're doing. So at times at the market, it can be slow. Whether it's a rainy day or there's another event going on, there are some days at the market that can be very slow and maybe you don't have a lot of customers coming. But it's important not to be sitting down and playing on your phone or reading your book or anything like that. And I know it's hard not to do it, especially when it's slow. But as a customer, if you're walking past a stand and someone is sitting in their chair and they just have their eyes closed for a moment because they're bored or they're reading a book or they've got their head down and they're not engaging with the customers. As a customer, you really don't want to go into that booth and start participating with that vendor. Maybe you just don't want to disturb them or you think that they're just not busy or they don't have enough product. So making sure that you look like you're ready to be there and answer some questions for your customers. Another thing that I have found is specifically at farmers markets, because you are the person that is growing this product, you know all of the knowledge of that specific product, and customers are very curious. They want to know down to the little detail what you've done to that product. If you've used fertilizer, if so, what kind of fertilizer? How long have they been grown? What did you do? So be prepared to answer those questions. And it doesn't have to be, you know, anything big, but just let them know what you're doing. As a vendor before being a market manager, I had a book that had a list of all of the ingredients that were in the chicken feed that we were feeding the chickens, or I had little seed packets for the seeds so people could see exactly what it was. If we used something else, we did something else. I kept this binder and often I'd put it on the table and people would thumb through it so that they can have some idea of what you're about and what you're doing. You can also use that book to put some of your promotional material in there, as in, you know, why you're farming, what the name is, all that kind of stuff. People, maybe they don't want to ask you questions or you're busy at the moment, but they have this piece of paper or this book, this resource that they can use to look at and find out some information while you're helping someone else.
That's awesome. Yeah, I definitely think that that piece about staying engaged is so important. I know that I'm really sensitive to that. Like if I just see somebody sitting there on their phone, and I'm not nearly as likely to walk up to them unless I feel like they're ready to help people.
And so body language is a big part of that. And some farms actually have staff that help at the market or actually run their booth for them. And so all of these points are so important with training staff as well, so that they're doing a good job connecting with the customer, but that they're also knowledgeable about the product. I think that that is very, very important that people can speak to it. One of my easy ones that I go to is that I'll talk about what's my favorite. And I'll be honest, like, I'm not making it up when I say that. But if it's like a type of tomato or something like that, I'll talk about why it's my favorite. And that's an easy way to connect with the customer, because you're expressing something about what you're doing that you're passionate about and that you love, and that automatically conveys like a warm, fuzzy feeling with the customer when they see you getting excited about a tomato. So that's, I often do that. And customers are knowledgeable, so they do have lots of really good questions. So being prepared to answer those questions is really important. And it's an opportunity for you to share what it is that you do that's different. But people love to hear the story. And so I think that's, no matter what you're vending, knowing your story is such a vital part of being able to connect with customers. So you have such great suggestions for all of this too. Now, like, a lot of farms will have, they'll attend markets, maybe have a CSA or farm gate sales. So in your experience and what you've seen, what are some ways that farmers can build customer loyalty, especially at the market, so that the customers keep coming back to them at the market?
There are several things that you can do. Not everyone is into social media, but social media is one way to keep that connection outside of the market. If you're not familiar with that, market staff can also help you with that. It's something that is important in this day and age for social media. That's one way to keep a connection. You can have customer reward, loyalty type programs. You can have an email list, so you can get your customers to sign up for an email list. And then you can offer specials or limited time deals, or just deals to people that are on the list. And you can provide information about what the farm is doing, or your favorite product, or your favorite recipe. Samples are also something that we haven't talked about, but is also good as well. I know a lot of people know what most vegetables taste like, but some of the vegetables out there that might be a little bit newer or less familiar to some people, having the opportunity to sample some of these things also can keep their interest and keep them in your booth and longer, and hopefully buy product as well. And it's not an easy one, but complaints are something that we need to be careful with. So when someone comes by and says, well, your sign says this, but you actually told me this, or, you know, why don't you have this? You said you'd have this next week. Although it is hard to not focus on the complaint, focus on the customer and what their issues are and offer suggestions. And so don't take complaints in the wrong way or to heart. Make sure that you understand it from the customer's perspective and offer solutions. And that will also help with your customer service as well.
That's amazing. It's not easy to handle customer complaints. You know, if it's a mistake, it's probably easier to apologize about a mistake. But if it's like a customer who's dissatisfied with the product, that can, like, it's hard not to take it personally.
Yes.
Or it could have just been something that was like an oversight, like perhaps something got packed and maybe there was like a soft spot on a piece of fruit inside the box or whatever. And all those things can be remedied with, I find, listening to the customer. People just want to feel heard when they actually do voice a concern, and then asking them what would remedy the situation. Like, can I give you a box of strawberries today for free, or can I give you your money back, or whatever. But see how they would feel about it, and also thanking them, because it's an opportunity. Like, maybe you had new staff packing and somebody wasn't being as careful as you would be. So it would be an indication of like, okay, maybe we need to do some training on this. And so it is an opportunity to resolve a situation, but also make the customer happy. Yeah. And I mean, there's so many things that can happen on a market day as well. And I think that, to me, over the years, I've kind of learned how to be prepared for anything. But I think having even like basic supplies on hand, it's amazing. I've become known as the person who has the supplies. Everybody comes to me for, you name it, tongs, scissors, paper clips. And so having those kinds of supplies all the time, and being prepared for any kind of weather, as you and I have learned, is super important. So getting yourself prepared before attending your first market, and market managers are really good at sharing the kind of information of what they suggest you have, and ask other vendors. If you know other vendors, yes, already, ask them. And definitely when you start vending at a market, chat with your neighbor vendors, because everybody is there to support everybody. And vendors are often really happy to see a new vendor, because they know that that actually has the potential to bring new customers. So be sure to chat with your neighbors, ask them for advice. You know, if your first day was slow and there weren't a lot of customers or as many as you expected, ask, like, was this a normal day? No, it was really slow because there's a festival happening or whatever. And it gives you a little sense. And even the market managers can give you a sense of how busy to expect it to be. And then you can manage your inventory based on that. So these are all amazing suggestions. Thank you so much. And I just want to say thanks so much for your time. And listeners, you can learn more about our market, the Comox Valley Farmers Market, in the show notes. And you can follow A Year on the Farm on Instagram, where you can jump in and ask me more questions. I have been vending at a farmers market for, maybe almost 10 years. So awesome. I definitely have lots to share about that. And I've been both a farmer and a baker, and so I can, and a concession. So I could definitely give you some tips if anybody out there is looking to start at a farmer's market. So Twyla, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me. It was great to speak to this.
Yay. Take care.
You too.
Thank you for listening to A Year on the Farm today. Don't forget, new episodes arrive every Tuesday anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can also connect with our community on Instagram at A Year on the Farm, and visit our website at gatherfarmandkitchen.com to learn more about our farm and to sign up for our email newsletter. Please remember, beautiful food is in your future.